The audio you're about to indulge in was created by me, Snaky Smut. It was recorded by a consenting adult, for consenting adults, over the age of 18. If you are considered a minor, please do not consume my content as you have been warned. My audios are not to be rehosted, re-uploaded, re-shared to any other platform without my explicit permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy.
Come on in, whoever's next. Oh, hi. Having fun at the Halloween party? Uh-huh. Oh, really? Oh, have a seat, have a seat. I do love popping cherries. Make yourself comfortable. Yes, everything works so much easier when you're relaxed and in the moment. So, whatever stress you have or any weirdness going on in your life, just leave it before you sit down in my chair, okay? Good. Comfortable? Sure. Let's see. You want to know a little bit about me, hmm? All right. Well, I'm Victoria. I'm this Halloween party's mistress of darkness, if you will. Really and truly, I read palms at parties. And, well, your friends who hired me tonight had me at their, wedding, yeah. but not to each other, right? Funny how the spirits work. Anyway, they remembered how much fun I had been at that little get-together, and, well, I guess it kind of fits with their, what is it, like a haunted carnival-themed party? And if that's the theme, what are you supposed to be? If you don't mind me asking. Oh, that makes sense. No, I can see it now. Sorry. It's kind of a dark room and, well, the mood lighting doesn't give me a good look at everybody's costumes, but I love that. Very creative. So, want to get started? Perfect. I suggest going with a nice palm reading, although some people have been more inclined to go for a tarot reading, but I think you strike me as the kind of guy who definitely should have his palm be read at least once in his life. Probably more than that, but we'll go easy on you the first time. Don't worry, it's not that scary. No, nothing like that. Don't give in to all of that old-school satanic panic. No, nothing like that. So, it's really easy. All you have to do is give me your hand across the table. Just gently, palm side up, of course, so that I can do an accurate reading. Mm-hmm. Well, and then I look at the lines on your hands. Mm-hmm. Well, hand. You can do both if you want, but I usually just do one. So, give me one. Left or right, it doesn't matter. Oh, contemplative. Okay. Do you feel more drawn to one hand over the other? Okay. sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going with this one, yeah? Perfect. Now, I get to take a nice, long, hard look at your lines. Oh, interesting. Okay. Well, I'll tell you first and foremost what I was told when I learned this particular skill. Your palms are like the universe's roadmap. What's happened to you previously, or what will happen to you in the future, what happens to you in between, what happens to you today or tomorrow. It's all interlocking. And while some things might not seem like they're connected, they very well may be in the grand scheme of things, but hey, that's life. So, yeah. All right. So, this is the hand we're going with. Perfect. Your dominant hand represents you in the present moment. So, that's what most people decide to go with. Okay. Good. Now, if you do enjoy this reading, then you can always come back for another and perhaps do your other hand, or if you want, you could do your dominant hand again. The changes with it can be gradual or can happen quickly, and sometimes the lines do change, so just keep that in mind, okay? All right. So, first things first. Palmistry and astrology are deeply rooted together, so we could go the whole astrological way with this, but I prefer just to go with the lines. So, let's see. You, oh, well, off the bat, I can tell you that you have earth hands. They're typically proportionate to the length of your palm, and, well, people with earth hands tend to be grounded and practical and reliable, but they can also be a bit of workaholics. Now, although maybe you're not all earth hand, maybe a little air is in here as well, because you seem to be very curious and kind of analytical, but you have good communication skills. Interesting. I can tell you aren't going to be very easy to narrow down, which makes all of this more fun. Now, this line right here, this one, let me trace it with my fingernail. Oh, sorry. Did you like that sensation? I know, it can be a little spooky if you've never had it done before. Anyway, this line right here tells me that you're a hard worker, which kind of maybe plays into the whole workaholic thing, but you're not working towards something that isn't attainable. Clearly, whatever you're doing in your professional life is going well for you. Now, this line over here is your heart line. And it seems like sometimes you tend to follow your head more than your heart. I just want to tell you that that isn't always the best move. Sometimes you've got to throw caution to the wind and put your head to the side and follow your heart. Mm-hmm. Well, your lifeline is really long, which means you'll have a nice long life. Your fate line, see the way it kind of intersects right here? Yeah, right there. That's your fate line. And the intersection just tells me that maybe your fate is undecided. Don't worry. This happens to a lot of people, and in every case that I've seen, it usually works out to your advantage, so consider it a win. Now, this line right here. Are you listening? Well, you seem to be a little bit distracted, but that could be because I'm running my fingers all over your palm, and sometimes that has a different effect on people. Okay, I can continue? All right, this line right here. Now, this line is really important, so I want you to pay attention and really listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth, because this is about your future. This is about something that I see right here, right now, something that's going to happen to you so soon, sooner than you can probably even comprehend, okay? Okay. Well, this line is your pleasure line. And it doesn't have an intersection. Sometimes that means that things are right around the corner, and this one definitely is. I'd say probably even tonight, if the spirits are, you know, telling me the correct thing, of course, but this line is telling me I see a very, very sloppy, drooly throat fog in your future. Mm-hmm, I do. This is completely serious. And, well, It's not every day that you get your palm read and find out that you have a delicious, delicious release coming up. I mean, that barely ever happens. You must have like serious good karma saved up. Yeah. So, a sloppy throat fuck in your future, which undoubtedly means you're going to come buckets. Do you come a lot when you come? I can't see that on your palm. Tell me. Yeah? Really? How much the last time? Christ. And you like masturbate regularly and everything? That's a lot of cum. I guess I should let you be on your way then, back to the party. That is, unless you really want to set yourself on a path to spiritual enlightenment. Well, yeah, of course I know how to do that. You see, when you have someone like me who's in tune with spirits and reads palms, does tarot, seances, you name it, of course I know how to do that. I mean, I could help you right now if you really wanted to. And think about the amazing karma that you would have from having me suck your cock right here. Oh, well, see, I can take my tips and come. I have like a little Zelle thing that you can like leave me a 15% tip, but to be honest, I would much, much rather suck your cock and have a big, big load of your cum in my tummy. So what do you think? Do you want to cash in on that sloppy throat fuck in your future? I mean, there's no time like the present. I am a world-class cum slut, and well, you literally landed in the right place. Clearly it's fate. Maybe this is your fate intersecting. No one's gonna know. Mm-mm. I was actually about to go on a break in like 15 minutes, but your cock sounds way yummier than a break to eat some food. So, pull it out. Yeah. I want to see what I get to play with. Something tells me that your cock is as nice as I think it is. If only I had x-ray vision. Stay at the table. I'm going to get underneath the table, that way we have an out if someone walks in. But also just because it makes me feel extra slutty to suck a cock underneath the table. I haven't got to do it in a long, long time. Now scoot back. I know, right? Oh, ow, shit. It's okay, it's just the table. Trick or treat indeed. Bet you didn't know that when you came to a Halloween party that you were going to be getting something so, so much yummier than some candy and a treat bag or a drink and maybe a girl to give you her number. This is fate. This is divine intervention. Clearly we were both in the right place at the right time. Oh. Oh yeah. Yeah, it feels good. Oh. Oh, I told you. If there's one thing that I know how to do good, it's reading palms and sucking cock. Wait, is this pre-com for me? Be disrespectful with me. Rub your cock all over my slutty little face. Fuck. Can I be honest with you? My pussy is so wet right now. The way your cock fills up my mouth is so delicious. It's turning my brain off. Oh my god, these balls. I love balls. I'm so full. Well, your ex-girlfriend sounds like a loser. I love balls and they should be played with. Maybe you have a better, kinkier girlfriend in your future. I'll have to read your palm again. Oh, you like spit? Dirty little throat fuck slut. I'm gonna have to I'm actually about to come. Oh, you fucking my throat. Like that was about to make me absolutely cream my little panties. Oh, hey, why are you getting up? I'm not done. Wait, you want to fuck me? Like right here? Oh, shit. I mean, I think the music seems loud enough and I don't think anyone's going to come in. Here, I have an idea. Why don't you fuck me up against the door? That way I can, like, put my weight against it and no one's gonna walk in on us. Are you, like, sure? Because I'm totally happy just to swallow your cum. Oh my god, what a gentleman. No wonder you have so much good karma saved up. Alright, come over here to the door. You can lift up my skirt for me, yeah? Sorry. The whole thing has to stay on. It would take hours to get me out of this corset. Hold on. Let me just put my arms up here. Don't worry. I didn't see this in my future either. Oh my god. Please, please, please. Oh, just put it inside of me. You'll slide right in. I'm sure you can feel just how wet my pussy is. You can do it. Every last inch. Don't stop until you bottom out of me and fuck me hard and fast. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. That's right. I'm going. Don't worry. I've got it. Worst comes worst. I just tell them you got possessed by a spirit and the door was flying off the hinges. I guess the ghost was trying to get out. I don't fucking know. I'll come up with something spooky. Just don't stop fucking me. Oh my god. You deserve to have a warm hold of the deer cock in every day with skills like this. Oh yeah, I hope it's okay with you, but oh fuck, I don't think I'm gonna last much longer. I gotta come. Can I please come all over your perfect fucking cock? Yeah, you don't mind, right? Okay. Oh my god. Oh, okay. it's too good. Oh, fill me up. I want your pot load inside me. It feels too good to want it to end, but I've got to go. I've got to go. Oh, fuck. Yes. Over my face and down my throat. What does she want? Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, I deserve to have a pussy full of your cum. Oh, what? I made a good impression. Oh, my God, I love your cock inside of me. Oh, I feel so good. Oh, God, I want you so bad. Oh, please come inside me, please. Oh, deep inside of my slutty little fuckhole. Come inside of the girl you just met because, you know that that's what they want you to do. Yeah, what? And just a little cum slut in your little cum slut in your little cum slut. Oh, please, 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 please. Oh my God. Hey, what are you? Oh. you're right. I shouldn't have a world where I live without tasting your cum. I like the way you just manhandled me to my knees. Fuck. Oh, don't worry. Your spirit guides are going to be very pleased with you after that. Yeah, you're well on your way to enlightenment. But if you'd like further assistance with that, or you're like looking for, I don't know, someone to be your guide through the spirit realm, I have a card. Hold on. There. Well, yeah. Doesn't everybody you know keep their business cards in their tits? There. My number's on the back. Call me if you want another reading or throat fuck or, I don't know, anything. My holes and expertise are all yours. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you're right. I did miss a spot. Thanks. Oh, don't mention it. It was my pleasure. Have fun and a happy Halloween. Yeah. You can come back and see me at the end of the party. I pack up in about an hour, so make sure you're back here in that time, and who knows what can happen after that. Scram, get back to the party, you. See you soon. Wow. Now that was why I got into doing this. That right there.